the spiritual books of Krishna consciousness are called the Vedas, and they have been handed down since the beginning of creation through the first intelligent beings.
Duhovne knjige svjesnosti Krishna nazivaju se Vede i one su bile prenošene od početka kreacije do prvih inteligentnih bića.
In these books we find as the climax of knowledge, the transcendental knowledge.
Kao vrhunac znanja u tim knjigama mi pronalazimo transcendentalno znanje.
Let me explain to you what is transcendental knowledge and what is material knowledge. I think that's important.
Dozvolite mi da vam objasnim što je transcendentalno znanje, a što materijalno znanje. Mislim da je to važno.
Yes, the material knowledge is knowledge about the things which surround us.
Materijalno znanje, znanje o stvarima koje nas okružuju.
The spiritual or transcendental knowledge is knowledge of a world which is entirely different from this material world and which is at the same time our spiritual home.
Duhovno znanje je znanje o duhovnom svijetu koje je potpuno izvan ove materijalne kreacije i koje je istovremeno naš duhovni dom.
Yes, most of the people really today only have material knowledge and they have forgotten this spiritual home of theirs.
Većina ljudi danas poznaje samo materijalno znanje i zaboravili su svoj duhovni dom i znanje o njemu.
Yes, it may be that they have some longing for it, a longing which manifests in their constant dissatisfaction with their material lives.
Možda osjećaju neku čežnju prema tom duhovnom domu, ta čežnja koja se očituje u svojevrsnom nezadovoljstvu materijalnim životom.
But because most of the people today have forgotten about their spiritual selves, that they are eternal soul and part and parcels of God, they also have forgotten about the spiritual home.
Na budući da su većina ljudi danas zaboravili znanje o svom duhovnom jastvu, o tome da su dijelići čestica Boga, oni također su zaboravili i znanje o svom duhovnom domu.
A transcendentalist is quite the opposite of.
A transcendentalisti su posve drugačiji.
He believes that this material world is something like an unnatural imprisonment for himself.
Transcendentalist smatra da ovaj materijalni svijet svojevrsno neprirodno zatočenje za njega samog.
And his attention is always fixed on the spiritual goal.
I njegova pozornost je uvijek usmjerena prema duhovnom cilju.
My spiritual master, he has once written about this transcendental goal of life in the following words.
Moj duhovni učitelj je jednom napisao o tom transcendentalnom cilju života sljedećim riječima.
He said, the real purpose of life is to go back home, back to Godhead, and live with the supreme personality of Godhead.
On je rekao, pravi cilj života je vratiti se nazad kući Bogu i živjeti sa svevišnjim božanskom osobom.
He said, the real purpose of life is to play even with the supreme personality of Godhead and to dance with him.
On je rekao, pravi cilj života je igrati se sa svevišnjim božanskom osobom i plesati s njim.
And he also said that the real purpose of life is to eat with the supreme personality of Godhead.
I također je rekao da je pravi cilj života jesti sa svevišnjim božanskom osobom.
You can see from this that a transcendentalist thinks of the transcendental goal as his supreme goal in life.
Vidite, iz toga možemo zaključiti da transcendentalist smatra duhovni cilj svojim najvišim ciljem u životu.
Our problem is that we are materialists.
A naš problem je što smo mi materialisti.
We are we are interested in the spiritual world, in the spiritual dimension, but we live in false identities, false egos, where we are so attached to this world.
Mi smo zainteresirani za duhovni svijet, ali zapravo živimo u svijetu lažnih imenovanja i lažnog ega koji nas veže za taj svijet.
It is described that the spiritual soul, when it comes into the material world, is almost dressed in a dress of false ego.
Vidite, opisano je, kada duhovna duša upadne u ovaj materijalni svijet, ona biva kao odjevena u lažni ego.
To give you an example, when a person goes deep into the water, he needs a diver's suit and false lungs, this oxygen containers.
Sličan primjer je kada osoba roni duboko pod morem, ona ima na sebi ronilačko djelo i bote s kisikom.
So, Branko has a diver's suit according to this understanding.
I prema tom razumijevanju Branko ima ronilačko djelo.
Yeah, yes. But he doesn't know it, and his son does also not know it. The way we forget our swindle identities is through the false ego.
Način na koji mi zaboravljamo svoj duhovni identitet je kroz lažni ego.
We become so convinced by the power of ego that we are just material beings, that we are totally in forgetfulness.
Mi kroz zbog snage lažnog ega mislimo da smo potpuno materijalna bića i tako živimo u zaboravu.
Our dilemma is best illustrated in the following story which has been told in India since time immemorial.
Ta dilema je najbolje ilustrirana jednom pričom koja se već od pamtivijeka prepričala u indijskoj tradiciji.
This is how the story goes.
Evo kako ta priča ide.
Once the great saint Narada Muni came to Krishna, who was sitting very sadly in the spiritual world.
Jednom je Narada Muni prišao gospodinu Krišni, koji je sjedio vrlo tužno u svom duhovnom svijetu.
How can we help? How can I help you, my dear Lord? Asked Narada Muni.
Kako ti mogu pomoći? Pitao je Narada Muni.
What are you thinking about?
O čemu razmišljaš?
Lord Krishna said, I'm thinking about the forgetful souls in the material world.
Gospodin Krišna odgovorio, razmišljam o zaboravnim dušama u materijalnom svijetu.
I wish that they return back to me to engage in loving pastimes with me.
Želim da se oni vrate k meni i da se uključe u ljubavne zabave sa mnom.
And I wish that you, Narada Muni, go to the material world and bring as many as possible back to me.
I želim da ti, Narada Muni, odeš u materijalni svijet i da ih što više moguće dovedeš nad meni.
Narada Muni became enthusiastic.
Narada Muni postao entuzijastičan.
He said, this should be very easy.
On je rekao, to mora da je vrlo lako.
The material world is a place where a birth and death repeat itself.
Materijalni svijet je mjesto gdje se ponavljaju rođenje i umiranje.
These forgetful souls are going through the cycle of birth and death. They should love to come back to you in the eternal spiritual world full of bliss.
Zaboravne duše se uvijek okreću u krugu rađanja i umiranja i sigurno su vrlo zainteresirane da se vrate u duhovni vječni svijet pun blaženstva.
Krishna said, it's not so easy as you think.
Ali Krishna je rekao, to nije tako lako kako misliš.
I will give you one address in Dubrovnik of a very pious person.
Daću ti jednu adresu u Dubrovniku jedne vrlo pobožne osobe.
He has been reading the scriptures already for quite some time.
I ta osoba već neko vrijeme čita spise.
So Narada Muni went to Milomira.
I Narada Muni otišao do Milomira.
Milomira, Krishna has said you can come immediately back into the spiritual world. Just follow me.
I rekao je, Milomir, Krishna kaže da odmah možeš otići u duhovni svijet, samo mi slijedi.
Oh, said Milomir, I have just married.
Ali Milomir je rekao, upravo sam se ženio.
My wife needs a child.
Moja žena želi dijete.
Let me first fulfill my commitment to my wife.
Dozvoli mi da najprije ispunim svoja obećanja prema supruzi.
Then after one year you can come back and we can go.
A za godinu dana možeš se vratiti i onda ćemo ići.
Narada Muni couldn't quite understand, but he followed the advice, and after one year he was there banging at the door.
Narada Muni nije baš mogao razumjeti, ali ipak poslušao je i za godinu dana vratio se pokucajući na vratima.
When Narada Muni, when Milomir opened the door and saw Narada Muni, he was very shocked.
A kada je Milomir otvorio vrata i ugledao Narada Munija, bio je veoma šokiran.
My son is so young.
Moj sin je tako mlad.
Let me first give him an education.
Molim te, dozvoli mi da mu najprije dam obrazovanje.
When he has an education, then I can go in the eternal spiritual world.
Kada napređem obrazovanje, tada se mogu vratiti u duhovni svijet.
So, as the story goes, Narada Muni came back after 25 years.
I kao što priča kaže, Narada Muni se vratio nakon 25 godina.
Because Milomir had said it would take 25 years until his son would be educated.
Jer je Milomir rekao da je potrebno 25 godina da njegov sin postane obrazovan.
Narada Muni banged on the door.
Narada Muni ponovo pokucao na vrata.
Milomir's wife was looking from out the window from the curtain.
A Milomirova supruga je gledala izvana kroz zavesu.
She said to Milomir, psh, psh, it's that mudrac, it's that saint. Better you hide yourself.
Ona rekla, hey, Milomir, to je onaj mudrac, bolje da se sakriješ.
So, at this particular moment, he will wait for a moment. I think he will be a little restless. When he is peaceful, please return. So then Milomir went and hid underneath the roof of his house.
I tada se Milomir sakrio pod krov svoje kuće.
And instead of him, the wife was coming out of the door and said, what kind of saint are you? Whenever you come, my Milomir is totally malnemosni.
Sada si ti to svetac, rekla žena kad je otvorila vrata. Svaki put kad dođeš, moj Milomir je malo nervozan.
You should pacify Milomir. He should be happy when he sees you. But whenever you come, he somehow feels bad.
Ti bi trebao umiriti Milomira, a svaki put kad ti dođeš, on se osjeća uznemireno.
So, at this particular moment, they heard a terrible sound inside the house. Bang!
I u tom trenutku oni su začeli strahovit zvuk u kući.
The wife and Narada Muni immediately went inside to see what had happened.
I Narada Muni i supruga ušli su unutra da vide što se dogodilo.
This is what had happened. Milomir, who was so shocked and who was hiding under the roof, had fallen from underneath the roof and broke his neck and died.
A eto što se dogodilo. Milomir, koji je bio sakriven pod krovom kuće i bio se šokirao, pao je i slomio vrat.
But Narada Muni didn't give up so easily.
Ali Narada Muni nije tako lako odustao.
After 7 years, he came back to the house.
Nakon 7 godina ponovo se vratio do te kuće.
There was a big dog lying before the entrance.
I pred kućom je ležao veliki pas.
He slept.
On je spavao.
Narada Muni went to him and said, Milomir, Milomir, can you hear me?
I on je prišao i rekao, Milomir, Milomir, možeš li me čuti?
Milomir opened his eyes and said, uff.
Milomir je sve reći i rekao, wow.
Milomir, come now back to the spiritual world, your eternal home.
Milomir, vrati se sada kući u duhovni svijet, tvoj vječni dom.
And see, you have become a dog.
Vidiš, postao si pas.
This is the result of your fall, your false attachments to this world.
To je rezultat pogrešnog poistovjećivanja u ovom svijetu.
But Milomir in the form of the dog said, I'm very sorry, I have my obligations, I have to guard this house, it is very important.
Ali Milomir u obliku psa je rekao, a ne, ja imam dužnosti ovdje, moram čuvati kuću, to je vrlo važno.
This is how difficult it is to find someone who is serious to go back.
Eto kako je teško pronaći nekog ko je ozbiljan u namjeri da se vrati nazad kući Bogu.
Most of the people are totally interested in the here and in the now and what they have.
Većina ljudi je zainteresirana samo za ovdje i sada i ono što već imaju.
In the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord explains that this material world is coming and going.
U Bhagavad Gita gospodin objašnjava da ovaj svijet se javlja i nestaje.
In other words, it is created and it is destroyed.
Drugim rečima, on biva stvoren i zatim uništen.
The Sanskrit word is that it is anitya, temporary.
Riječ na sanskritu je anitya ili prolazna.
But he says, beyond this material world, which is sometimes there and is sometimes not there, there is the eternal spiritual world, which is our eternal home.
Ali on kaže, iznad ovog svijeta koji ponekad postoji, a ponekad ne, postoji naš vječni duhovni dom.
Yes. To reach this eternal spiritual home, the Lord has given the souls a human form of life, which is especially suited to cross the ocean of material life.
I da bismo dostigli taj duhovni dom, gospodin je dao upravo ovaj ljudski oblik u kojem možemo prijeći ocean materijalnog postojanja.
There is a Sanskrit word, verse, it says, Nideham atyam sulabam sudulabam, Sanskrit, plavang sukalpam guruka nadharam, mayanukulena nabasvateritam, puman Ravat bim natadetsa atmaha. The translation is, the human body which can award all benefit in life is automatically obtained by the laws of nature.
Ljudsko tijelo koje može dati sve blagoslove se automatski dostiže po zakonu prirode.
See, the eternal soul goes slowly in an evolutionary circle to this human form of life.
Vidite, duša polako putuje u evolucijskom tijeku do ljudskog oblika života.
Yes. This human body now can be compared to a perfectly constructed boat.
To ljudsko tijelo može se usporediti sa savršeno konstruiranim brodom.
Yes, with this boat you can cross over the ocean of repeated births and deaths.
Tim brodom možete prijeći ocean ponovnog i krug ponovnog rađanja i umiranja.
What are the winds which imperil this boat?
A što su vjetrovi koji potiču taj brod?
They are the instructions in the holy scriptures like the Bhagavad Gita and the Srimad Bhagavatam.
To su upute koje daju sveti spisi kao što su Bhagavad Gita i Srimad Bhagavatam.
If you read and understand such divine instructions, you can have the you can experience a divine force in your life which can bring you forward.
Ukoliko pažljivo proučite i razumijete te svete spise, možete osjetiti božansku silu koja vas gura naprijed.
And it is described that the expert spiritual master like Srila Prabhupada is like the captain who can steer the boat and allow it to pass all the obstacles which are on its way.
I opisano je da je vješti duhovni učitelj, kao što je Šila Prabhupada, on je kao kormila koji upravlja tim brodom i vješto izbjegava sve prepreke na tom putu.
Now I find this example of this analogy with the boat and with the captain and with the wind very, very good for our situation.
Smatram tu analogiju sa brodom, vjetrovima i kapetanom vrlo prikladnom za našu situaciju.
To wake up from our slumber of illusion is really done by hearing the sacred scriptures.
Da bismo ustali iz iluzije, upravo nam pomažu sveti spisi.
By hearing these sacred scriptures, something like an internal map is created which the soul can follow to reach the spiritual world.
Kada čitamo i proučavamo svete spise, u nama se stvara svojevrsna unutrašnja karta, mapa kojom duša može putovati prema duhovnom svijetu.
What do I mean with this word internal map?
Što želim reći s tim izrazom unutarnja mapa?
I would like to draw your attention to the old Polynesian sea men.
Želim vam osvrnuti pozornost na jednog starog polinezijskog mornara.
Yes. Modern man is in total amazement to find out how these old seamen could cross the ocean and, you know, have a journey of sometimes 10,000 miles without modern navigation instruments.
Moderni čovjek veoma se čudi kako je moguće da polinezijski mornari u drevno doba mogli su putovati udaljenosti do 10,000 km bez modernih navigacijskih instrumenata.
Yes, just like today there were strong winds who would bring the boat away from the course, and there would be streams like the Gulf Stream which would bring the boat away from the course, so, but they somehow always found back to the right course without these modern navigation instruments.
Baš kao i danas, i u to vrijeme postojali su snažni vjetrovi i vodene struje morske, poput golfske struje, koje su odvlačile brodove sa pravca, ali oni su na neki način, čak i bez modernih navigacijskih instrumenata, uspjeli zadržavati pravac.
How did they do this?
Kako im je to uspjevalo?
Well, they had something like an internal sea map.
Oni su imali nešto kao unutrašnju morsku mapu.
They were hearing which way to go.
Oni su mogli čuti kuda da idu.
They were observing stars.
Promatrali su zvijezde.
And it was for them very clear which direction they would have to take.
I za njih je bilo vrlo jasno kojim pravcem moraju ići.
It was almost as clear as maybe for you it is clear when you need to go into your bathroom in the midst of the night and there's no light. You know which, how to go, which corners to take, etc.
Njima je to bilo otprilike toliko jasno kao što je vama jasno kada morate po noći ići u kupaonicu. Znate gdje je kut, gdje je zid, šta morate zaobići i tako dalje.
But we could only do this, we can only do this for 10 or 20 meters, but they could go 10,000 or 20,000 miles like this.
No mi to možemo učiniti svega 10 ili 20 metara, a oni su mogli desetke tisuća kilometara na taj način proći.
This internal map is also important in spiritual life.
I ta unutarnja mapa je također važna u duhovnom životu.
And it comes when you hear in the sacred scriptures and if you hear from spiritually minded devotees of the Lord.
I ta mapa može se razviti u vama ukoliko pažljivo proučavate svete spise i slušate od duhovno sklonih bhakta.
At the moment when you hear from scriptures like Bhagavad Gita or from the devotees of Lord Krishna, you will become very clear what way you have to take in your life.
I dok slušate Krishnine bhakte i proučavate svete spise, postaće vam vrlo jasno kojim pravcem trebate krenuti u svom duhovnom životu.
And even if there are storms in your life or streams which bring you away from the course, you always can go back to your internal sea map.
I čak i ako se u vašem životu pojave različite oluje i struje i pokušava vas odvesti sa pravog puta, vi se uvijek možete vratiti svojoj unutarnjoj mapi.
But there is also a deep spiritual secret which will happen when you hear from the scriptures.
Ali također postoji jedna duboka duhovna tajna koja će se dogoditi dok budete slušali iz svetih pisa.
Yes. It is described when the Lord finds out that someone is very eager to return to the spiritual world, he helps.
Rečeno je da kad Gospodin shvati da postoji netko koje je veoma naklonjen i želi vratiti se u duhovni svijet, on pomaže.
Yes. Od pomaže?
On. On pomaže.
Yes. He helps. Yeah. It is described that when we leave the spiritual world and come into this material world, the Lord comes along with us as the super soul.
Opisano je da kada duša dolazi iz duhovnog svijeta u materijalni svijet, Gospodin se sa njim također dolazi u materijalni svijet u obliku nad duše.
Yes, he's there next to the soul as the form from which our conscience comes, our inner voice.
Gospodin se nalazi u našem srcu u obliku iz kojeg dolazi glas savjesti ili unutarnji glas.
In this form he is called Paramatma, and on Saturday we will hear more about this form.
U tom obliku on se naziva Paramatma i u subotu ćemo nešto više o tome reći.
So when the Paramatma or the Super Soul finds out that someone is very eager to reach that spiritual world, he becomes active in the heart by taking away the material illusions and material desires.
I kada Paramatma vidi da osoba želi vratiti se u duhovni svijet, ona postaje vrlo aktivna i uklanja prepreke i materijalne želje iz srca takve osobe.
By hearing, you will become very, all of a sudden, you will get a feeling, almost an inner voice who will tell you, go this way.
I dok budete proučavali te spise, čuti ćete glas, unutarnji glas koji će vam reći, idi ovim putem.
Yes. There is one verse in the Bhagavatam which I have for you here.
Imam jedan stih iz Šrimad Bhagavatama koji sam pripremio ovdje.
It says that if one hears about this spiritual message from the spiritual master, which has been conveyed from the spiritual master to a disciple, then this is the right medicine for the conditioned soul who undergoes repeated birth and death.
Ovdje je rečeno da ukoliko osoba pažljivo sluša duhovne poruke koje prenosi duhovni učitelj, tada te poruke postaju vrlo djelotvoran lijek u prevazilaženju rođenja i umiranja.
It says that only two types of people will not be interested in the spiritual knowledge.
I opisano je da se samo dvije vrste osobe neće biti zainteresirane za duhovno znanje.
That is a very violent man, a butcher.
To je vrlo nasilna osoba, kao što je mesar.
And someone who is violent to himself, that is, who is not interested in self-realization.
I netko tko je nasilan prema samom sebi, a to znači netko tko nije zainteresiran za duhovnu spoznaju.
My dear devotees from Dubrovnik, I would like to inspire you to not be so attached to material life.
Dragi moji bakti iz Dubrovnika, želio bih vas ohrabriti da ne budete toliko vezani za materijalni život.
There is no real taste in this.
U njemu zapravo nema pravog ukusa.
The material world is described to be a reflection of the transcendental world.
Materijalni svijet je opisan kao odraz duhovnog svijeta.
Almost like a apple tree which is reflected in the water of a lake is only a illusory reflection.
Upravo kao što je odraz drva jabuke samo iluzija u odnosu na stvarno drvo koje postaje.
Imagine someone goes and wants to enjoy the reflection of the apple in the water.
Zamislite nekoga tko pokušava uživati u odrazu jabuke na vodi.
It will not work.
To neće paliti.
When he bites into the reflected apple, his mouth is full of water.
Kad zagrize u jabuku u odrazu, njegova usta su samo puna vode.
Don't we all know this experience in the material world?
Zar nemamo svi to iskustvo u ovom materijalnom svijetu?
We have so much hope to enjoy.
Imamo toliko nada da ćemo uživati.
But when we finally come and can and try to enjoy it as whatever it is not giving the full taste.
Ali kad dođemo i pokušamo uživati, to nam zapravo ne daje pravi ukus.
So the Lord always inspires us to not be interested so much in the reflection.
I Gospodin nam govori, ne budete toliko zainteresirani za odraz.
And in order to do this, we have to develop a spiritual ukus.
I da bismo to razvili, potrebno je da u sebi pronađemo duhovni ukus.
I can confidentially tell you for many Hare Krishna members, what I have said is very clear and understandable.
Mogu vam u povjerenju reći da za mnoge Hare Krishna bhakte, ovo što sam rekao vrlo je jasno i razumljivo.
All over the world this movement has reached many ears.
Diljem svijeta ovaj pokret je dostigao mnoga uha, mnoge uši.
Yes, but not so many members have developed a spiritual taste and therefore they are in between the spiritual, the material world and the spiritual world. They're neither here nor there.
Ali mnogi od Hare Krishna Bhakta nisu uspeli još razviti taj duhovni ukus, pa se nalaze negdje između materijalnog i duhovnog svijeta, nisu ni ovdje ni tamo.
How can we then get a spiritual taste?
I kako dakle možemo ostvariti duhovni ukus?
Which is convincing us and which is enlivening us and invigorating us. How can we get a spiritual experience?
Kako možemo dobiti to duhovno iskustvo koje nas inspirira i oživljava?
The Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 500 years ago has brought so kindly the Hare Krishna Mahamantra with him.
Gospodin Chaitanya Mahaprabhu je pred 500 godina vrlo milostivo donio Hare Krishna Mahamantra sa sobom.
And he said that anyone who would chant it with full attention that he could make such a deep spiritual experience by meeting God in the form of his sound.
I on je objasnio da svatko tko sa velikom pažnjom pjeva sveto ime gospodina, on će dostići to duboko duhovno iskustvo shvaćajući da se Bog ne razlikuje od imena.
Yes, this is the essence of the Hare Krishna movement, chanting the names of God.
I to je suština Hare Krishna pokreta, pjevanje imena Boga.
When my spiritual master came to the west, to New York, he sat underneath a tree and just chanted.
Moj duhovni učitelj kada je došao u Ameriku, on je jednostavno sjeo pod drvo i počeo pjevati.
And then, when he left his body, he said, don't be worried, I'm leaving now this body, but this is natural.
A kada je napuštao ovaj svijet, on je rekao, ne brinite, ja sada napuštam ovo tijelo, ali to je prirodno.
Please chant Hare Krishna. Continue when I'm gone to chant Hare Krishna and you will see how we can meet on the spiritual platform.
Molim vas, nastavite pjevati Hare Krishna čak i u mom odsustvu i vidjet ćete da ćemo se ponovo susresti na duhovnom nivou.
I have followed Srila Prabhupada's desire and written a book about the nectarian ocean of the holy name, and I wish to, it's in Croatian language, it's translated, and I wish to encourage you to read it.
Ja sam pokušao slijediti Šla Prabhupadovu želju i napisao sam knjigu Nektarski ocean svetoga imena, koja je prevedena na hrvatski, i ja vas ohrabrujem da pročitate tu knjigu.
It's a very practical book.
To je vrlo praktična knjiga.
Which helps you to mine the treasures of the holy name.
Koja vam omogućuje da kopate u blago svetog imena.
So let me summarize what I wanted to tell to you tonight, and then I will ask you if you have any questions.
Sad bih želio ukratko sumirati ono što sam večeras rekao, a zatim ću vas zamoliti da postavite pitanje.
I wanted to speak about how difficult it is for most of us to really earnestly think of going back to the spiritual world.
Govorio sam o tome kako je za većinu nas vrlo teško iskreno se truditi vratiti nazad kući Bogu.
We, like Mr. Milomir, we are too attached to the material world.
Kao gospodin Milomir, mi smo previše vezani za materijalni svijet.
But we have a good chance if we listen to knowledge from the scriptures and from the lips of the saints.
Ali imamo dobru šansu ukoliko slušamo iz svetih spisa i sa usana svetaca.
Because then we can make something like an internal road map and a plan how we go.
Jer na taj način možemo ostvariti unutarnju mapu koja će nam dati pravac kojim treba krenuti.
On this way we require however an ukost, a higher taste.
Na tom putu trebamo i viši ukus.
And this comes when we hear about when we chant the holy name with great attention.
A on će doći kada pjevamo sveto ime sa velikom pažnjom.
Yeah. Dario is a medical student in Zagreb.
Dario je student medicine u Zagrebu.
That's him.
To sam ja.
And somehow he has developed a great taste in the chanting of the holy name, so that even as a student he can follows the spiritual path.
I on je uspio razviti neki ukus za pjevanje svetog imena, tako da čak i kao student medicine može slijediti duhovni put.
Yes, so I want to encourage you to also go deep into your chanting of the holy name.
I htio bih vas ohrabriti da uđete duboko u pjevanje svetog imena.
Sometimes you may find yourself that you are moving on the spiritual path, but then you become again attached to the material world.
Ponekad možete vidjeti da se krećete duhovnim putem, ali zatim ponovo postanete vezani za materijalni svijet.
And then you lose a little your motivation.
I tada izgubite malo motivaciju.
And you'd stop being strong-minded spiritualist.
I prestanete biti spiritualist snažnog uma.
But you can try again.
Ali možete pokušati iznova. Just like
you. Yeah. Yes. Dobro došli. I wanted to see if anyone of you has some questions regarding what I have said or any other subject.
Sada bih zamolio ukoliko neko ima pitanja vezano uz ovo što sam govorio ili uz bilo koju drugu temu. In the second part of Adivila, Chaitanya Charitamrita, 10 offenses to holy name are listed.
Yes.
And ninth offense is that you shouldn't explain the glories of holy name to atheists and materialists.
Yes.
And what if we want to go to people and tell them about the holy name? Should we do that or just wait until someone asks questions and something like that?
Mm-hmm. See, when you explain too deep of a transcendental subject matter to an atheist and materialist, he can become offensive, and to avoid that, one should not speak too much about him, but just engage him in chanting. Tell him, chant, and then he will get purified.
Ukoliko previše duboko počnete objašnjavati slave svetog imena materialisti, to nije dobro, zato što on može postati, može imati vređalački stav prema svetom imenu. Stoga je mnogo bolje samo ga angažirati, reći mu pjevaj Hare Krishna.
I wish to give you a practical example.
Želim vam dati praktični savjet, primjer.
Mm. Once a materialist said, I stress so much the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, but it's only a name.
Vi toliko, jedan materialist je jednom rekao, vi toliko naglašavate pjevanje Hare Krishna Maha mantre, ali to je samo ime.
I cannot believe that this is very powerful.
Ne mogu vjerovati da je to veoma moćno.
So my godbrother was now having to see how he could explain this to the materialist, the glories of the holy name.
I jedan moj brat Bogu je pokušao, je razmislio kako da sad objasni slave imena jednom materialistu.
And he took a very understandable level.
I on je zapravo došao na jedan vrlo nivo na kojem je ta osoba mogla ga razumjeti.
He said to this man, your statement shows me that you are the king of the fools.
On je rekao, tvoja izjava mi daje do znanja da si ti kralj budala.
I have never seen such a glorious king of the fools as you.
Ja nikad nisam vidio tako slavnog i velikog kralja budala kao što si ti.
The man was becoming more and more agitated. I think we can understand him.
I ta osoba je postala sve više i više uznemirena, naravno možemo ju razumjeti.
No one, he said, no one has dared to call me like this before.
Ta osoba je rekla, nikome nikada nije tako nazvao.
But the monk said, yes, because I believe you are such a glorious king that no one could see your glories up till now. You are the king of the fools.
A taj svećenik je rekao, da, vidiš, ti si toliko slavan da zapravo niko ne može vidjeti tvoju slavu. Ti si zapravo kralj među budalama.
So the man was totally agitated.
I ta osoba bila potpuno uznemirena.
And then my god brother said to him, please excuse me.
I tada je moj brat po Bogu rekao, molim te, oprosti mi.
You can see how powerful the sound vibration is.
Možeš vidjeti kako je moćna zvučna vibracija.
I only called you the king of the fools and you became so, so agitated.
Ja sam te samo nazvao kraljem budala, a ti si postao tako uznemiren.
This shows you how powerful sound vibration is.
Evo, to pokazuje kako je moćna zvučna vibracija.
He didn't tell him deep confidential spiritual subjects.
On mu nije objasnio duboke povjerljive teme.
But I will tell you.
Ali ja ću vam reći.
See, in Vrindavan there is one deity, the deity of Radha Raman.
Vidite, u Vrindavanu postoji jedno božanstvo, ono se zove Radha Raman.
This deity has one day manifested out of three Shalagram Shila stones.
To božanstvo se jednog dana manifestiralo iz tri Shalagram Shila kamena.
It has very perfect arms, ears, eyes and so on, but no artist has made him.
To božanstvo ima savršeno ramena, ruke, noge, uši, ali nije ga nijedan umjetnik izradio zapravo.
He is a self-manifested form of Lord Krishna.
To je samo manifestirano, samo manifestirani oblik gospodina Krišna.
Now, for many time, for many days, or many years, I'm sorry, many years, the devotees try to install a form of Radharani next to him.
I mnogo godina bhakte su pokušavali instalirati božanstvo Šrimati Radharani kraj njega.
Because Radha and Krishna should be together.
Jer Radha i Krishna bi trebali biti zajedno.
But whenever they put Radharani there, the Radharani disappeared.
No svaki put kad bi oni stavili Radharani kraj njega, ona bi nestala.
This was going on for something like 300 years.
I to se odvijalo gotovo 300 godina.
Every month they were bringing new Radharani, thinking that maybe the Lord will accept her.
I svakog mjeseca oni bi donijeli nove Radharani, misleći da bi možda će gospodin ovaj puta prihvatiti.
And again and again and again the Radharani disappeared.
I ponovo i ponovo ta Radharani bi nestajala.
Finally, one priest had a revelation in a dream.
I konačno, jedan svećenik je imao otkrivenje u snu.
He asked himself, now the Lord told him, I am self-manifested, so you need to bring a self-manifested Radharani.
Gospodin mu je u snu rekao, ja sam samomanifestiran, iz toga trebaš mi donijeti samomanifestiranu Radharani.
So for a long time they thought, how can we bring a self-manifested Radharani?
I dugo vremena oni su razmišljali kako možemo donijeti samomanifestiranu Radharani.
And then they had an idea.
I onda su došli na ideju.
They understood in the holy name there is Radha.
Oni su znali u svetom imenu je Radha.
Just like in the holy name of Krishna, Krishna is fully present.
Baš kao i u imenu Krishna, Krishna je potpuno prisutan.
So they brought a little golden plate like this and put the name of Radha inside.
I tako su oni donijeli jednu zlatnu pločicu poput ove i ugravirali ime Radha na njega.
And they put this golden plate next to the deity of Radha Raman and put a zari above it, knowing well that this is Radharani.
I oni su tu pločicu donijeli kraj božanstva Radha Ramana i prekrije sarijem, znajući potpuno da je to Radharani.
Yeah. Can you resume? Yes, very good. So this you couldn't explain to this atheistic man. You had to give him a very easy, understandable solution.
I vidite, to objašnjenje niste mogli dati nekom materialisti, morali ste mu dati neko lako razumljivo objašnjenje.
So this was my experience.
To je moj primjer.
Thank you. We had once we made concerts all over Europe as a Gauranga Bhajan group, and we engaged sometimes 10,000 people a night in chanting Hare Krishna.
Svojevremeno smo nastupali sa grupom Gauranga Bhajan band po čitavoj Europi i ponekad bi 10,000 ljudi pjevalo Hare Krishna s nama.
We didn't explain very confidential things.
I mi nismo objašnjavali vrlo povjerljive stvari.
But we engaged them in chanting, and then they made enough advancement to become devotees.
Ali smo ih uključili u pjevanje svetog imena i na taj način pružili priliku da napreduju i postanu bhakte.
Dobro.
So my life is putting us in a situation is sometimes difficult to attentively chant holy names, study scriptures and so on.
Very often this can be a test of Lord Krishna.
Vrlo često to može biti test gospodina Krishna.
He wants to, by making the life a little difficult for us, he wants to prepare us for the bigger difficulties in life, like for instance the time of death.
Stavljajući nas tijekom života u neke teške situacije, Krishna nas zapravo priprema na mnogo težu situaciju koju imamo u trenutku smrti.
When you are a sunshine bhakta, then you will only follow the path of spiritual life when the external circumstances are good, but when they become difficult, you will give it up.
Ako ste sunčani bhakta, onda slijedite duhovni put samo kad su izvanjske okolnosti prihvatljive i uredne. Ali čim malo postaju teže, onda odustanete.
So sometimes he sends a little difficulty.
Stoga Krishna ponekad šalje malo teškoća.
A devotee understands that the difficulties which come are my karmic reactions.
A bhakta razumije da poteškoće koje mu dolaze da su zapravo njegove karmičke posljedice.
I have caused them, in other words.
Ja sam ih uzrokovao, drugim rečima.
The Lord is so kind that he has reduced them so that I can somehow tolerate them.
A gospodin je toliko milostiv da ih smanjuje i tako ih ja mogu otrpjeti.
When you feel difficulties in your spiritual life,
kada osjetite poteškoće u svom duhovnom životu,
you must see them as a test.
Morate ih vidjeti kao test.
Will you be able or now you should prove your faith and your loyalty.
Tada morate dokazati svoju vjeru i lojalnost.
And the moment you do this, you will get so much support from the Lord.
I ako to učinite, dobit ćete mnogo podrške od gospodina.
I want to tell you one example which I have. Narada Muni was a lifelong celibate.
Ja želim vam reći jedan primjer. Narada Muni bio je cijelog života u celibatu.
But once, somehow, by the Lord's inconceivable arrangement, he felt a deep attraction to Mary.
Ali jednom, zbog neshvatljivog aranžmana gospodina, on je osjetio veliku potrebu da se oženi.
It was like this.
I bilo je to ovako.
He came to a king and he saw there in the court of the king his beautiful princess daughter.
On je došao do jednog kralja i tamo na dvoru ugledao je njegovu prekrasnu princezu čerku.
And he heard that next morning the princess would choose from all the princes who would come a suitable bridegroom.
I čuo je da će idućeg dana ta princeza među pristiglim prinčevima izabrati svog mladoženja.
Yes. So by the Lord's mercy, so he felt, oh, I have been so long a celibate monk, I should marry this princess because she looks so beautiful.
I gospodinom milošću Narada Muni je pomislio, o, bio sam cijeli život u celibatu živio, sada je vrijeme da se oženim jer ova princeza je tako lijepa.
So his heart full with material desires, he went to Lord Ramachandra and said, my dear Lord, tomorrow everyone, all the princes come and she will choose her bridegroom. Please help me by giving me your favorite face.
Favorite face.
Favorite face. Lica.
I tako prepavljen materijalnim željama, on je prišao gospodinu Ramachandri i zamolio ga. Rekao je, dragi moj gospodine, sutra će ova princeza birati među svim prisutnim prinčevima i molim te, daj mi svoje najprivlačnije lice.
So, the Lord knew his devotee was in great trouble.
I gospodin je znao da je njegov bhakta u velikoj nevolji.
He was a mudrac who was known all over the universe as a great saint. This would have been a scandal.
Narada Muni je bio poznat po čitavom univerzumu kao veliki svetac. To bi bio veliki skandal.
Yes. So, next morning Narada Muni sat amongst the princes, very confident that the princess would choose him as a bridegroom because he had the favorite face of the Lord.
I idućeg jutra Narada Muni je sjeo među svim prinčevima i bio vrlo uvjeren da će princeza izabrati upravo njega, jer mu je gospodin dao svoje najprivlačnije lice.
You must know, these festivals of choosing the husband were like 150 princes sat in a circle. She would go around the princes and find out who is the nicest and then garland him.
Vidite, to su bili takvi festivali u kojem bi 150 prinčeva sjedilo u krugu i onda bi princeza hodala i birala koji je najljepši od njih i dala bi mu garland.
So, when he was sitting next to the two princes, they were going laughing.
Princess was laughing.
Yeah, the princess.
I kada je hodala među prinčevima, ta princeza se samo smijala.
Yeah. So then the princess was, he did not know why are they laughing, I must look very good. And then the princess was coming and looking at him, and she became shocked and went to ignored him totally.
I tako je princeza išla i kad je ugledala Narada Muni, on samo se trznula i samo potpuno ga ignorirala, nastavila dalje hodati.
So Narada Muni was very amazed that she did not choose him but chose another prince. And in the evening he looked into a mirror to find out what his face was.
I Narada Muni se vrlo začudio zašto nije zabrala njega nego nekog drugog princa, i onda uveče je pogledao se u zrcalo.
And he saw he had the mirror of a monkey, the face of a monkey.
I onda gledao da ima lice majmuna.
He went to Lord Ramachandra and said, why have you have not assisted me this evening?
I onda došao do gospodina Ramachandra i rekao mu, pa kako to, nisi mi danas pomogao.
You have given me the face of a monkey, not a beautiful man.
Dao si mi lice majmuna, ne svoje omiljeno lice nekog divnog čovjeka.
No wonder that she chose another one.
Nije čudo da je zabrala nekog drugog.
And the Lord was laughing. He said, my favorite servant is Hanuman.
I gospodin rekao, smijao se i rekao, moj omiljeni sluga je Hanuman.
The very favorite monkey servant of the Lord.
Hanuman je vrlo voljeni sluga gospodina, majmun.
But so I gave you such a face, But I gave it to you to protect you.
I dao sam ti to lice, ali dao sam ti ga da bih te zaštitio.
So when a devotee sometimes gets a test in his spiritual life, he should not be totally confused.
I kad bhakta dobi test u svom duhovnom životu, ne bi trebao postati potpuno zbunjen.
When he is disappointed, he should not be lose his faith.
Kada je razočaran, ne bi trebao izgubiti vjeru.
He should understand that there is maybe a plan of the Lord behind all this to protect him from greater evil.
On mora znati da možda postoji plan gospodina koji ga štiti od većeg zla.
Yes. I personally experienced this very often.
Ja sam to osobno iskusio vrlo često.
The Lord often gave me the face of a monkey.
Gospodin je često puta dao lice majmuna.
And I understood he has protected you from greater mistakes.
I ja sam znao na taj način on me štiti od velikih pogrešaka.
When a devotee is serious, even so-called obstacles become encouragement for him on his spiritual progress.
Čak kada je bhakta ozbiljan, tada čak i prepreke postaju ohrabrenje na putu njegovog duhovnog napretka.
Look at Shishtikata. He has driven the whole day from Sarajevo to Dubrovnik. He almost is asleep. Dragi Bhaktas, then I propose we end the evening by singing a little bit more the Hare Krishna mantra.
Tako predlažem da sada završimo ovu večer pjevajući još malo Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.
Tomorrow we have another program. Do we have it here?
Yes.
Oh yeah, same
sutra
place.
Također imamo na ovom istom mjestu.
Is there a specific subject you would like me to speak about tomorrow evening?
Da li ima neka specijalna tema o kojoj biste voljeli da sutra govorim?
Mantra te, yes?
He said that any theme which is connected with Krishna transcendental,
yeah,
that is all right.
Yeah. You had an idea?
Mantra?
Yes.
Chanting it.
Oh, yes. All right.
You don't have these books here.
Yeah. Maybe not.
Yeah.
Maybe.